الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم، لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم، أئن ذكرتم، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا هام ولا سفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Let us read 3 times قلوا الله شريف. Our very good friend Haji Ghulam Behra Sahib passed away Friday, and what great qualities he had, mashallah. He was regular, he should come, and with so much of humility and humbleness, regular going in Jamaat also, and passion for Quran Sharif. At night, till 2, half past 2, he shouldn't sleep. Namaz he should read. And visitors come also, he say, I have to still finish my Quran, then I'll come sit. Then he should go and sit with them. And when he should go to the Masjid-e-Noor, the Hif students completing, every day you should get one, listen to my 10 surahs. Am I reading correct or not? Great qualities. Always a smile on his face. He's become the beloved of Allah. He's gone. Let us read 3 times. Qul Allah, for he is the Salih Sahab and all our marhumin. And Allah gives everyone full and equal. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And try and read every day, at least once a day, 3 times Qul Allah, and pass the sawabs to our marhumin. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was on his way to Hijaz, Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and stopped over in Bombay. The second or third day, he gathered his main khalifas, close associates, and he told them, see, I'm here now 2 days, 3 days, and every day I've completed one Quran Sharif, and I passed the people to the sawab, to the marhumin of Bombay. So always surprised, they asked, Hazrat, we are with you, we never see you reading so much Quran, that whole khatam every day. So he said, 3 times, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Allah, you get the sawab of reading the whole Quran Sharif. So, and then Hazrat advised that whichever town we go to, we pass by any town, just read the 3 surahs, the surah 3 times, and pass all the marhumin of that town. There will be so much of khair and barakat for them, 100% for us also. Allah give us tawfiq. Today generally we travel, a town comes, we pass through the town, we don't read the du'as of entering the town, and we don't think of the marhumin there. This is one reason why Allah has given us life, that we can make pass tawaf to the marhumin, read the two rakats nafal namaz. All the nafal that we have to read specify certain every day, my after Zohar nafils, for example, for all my family people. We start with my father, my mother, my this brother, that sister, each one separately. Complete the list, start again. My uncles, my aunties. Another time, for all our mashayikh, our asatiza, made for them. So in this way, we will gain great, great goodness. Without any doubt, a person who wants to advance spiritually by leaps and bounds, just start doing this. And see how we will advance spiritually, how Allah will open the doors of marifat, the doors of yaqeen, the doors of the understanding of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful example. He says, there are people who are swimming, for example, 100 meters they are swimming. They swam, some came out first, the fastest they swam. But there are others who did not swim only the top, but they went deep down and all the valuables there at the bottom, they acquired those valuables also. So like he says, people who make, there are many people who read kitabs a lot, but they just on the surface all the time. How many students from there, first year fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, right till kalimatan, habibatan, ila rahman, right through they were just on the surface. And there were those who went down. And they got the valuables and the riches and the great treasures which are under. So if we go down, then and when Allah opens our deen, one is we pass through our whole life, made namaz 5 times a day. Fortunate are those people who perhaps whole life, major part of their life they were making, they made the qazai umri. But they never got into what is namaz. They were just on the surface. They completed their journey. But what namaz? How many of us? Quran Sharif. We are reading perhaps 1 supara a day, 3 suparas a day, 5 or even more. But we are just on the surface all the time. We are not going down and taking out the valuables. One great orator of Pakistan was, he started his bayan, he says that, now let me dive into the ocean of the pearls of the Quran Sharif, take them out and present them to you now. What treasures they are. And our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair, and Allah reward Hazrat Mir Sahib, his Khadim-e Khas, and all who were associated, Hazrat's Anmol Khazain, the treasures of Quran and Hadith. What valuable points Allah, Hazrat has pointed. And many he says, Hada ma khassani Allahu bihi. This is what Allah has given me specially. I haven't read this in any kitab. I didn't come across it anywhere. Allah put this point in my heart. So those valuable points. And then a person feels the enrichment in his life. Then it's not living an empty life. Today we are living just in shelters. Our big mansions are just shelters. What is a home? What is the purpose of a home? That you find sukoon in your house. But building big, big mansions, people are going to look for sukoon in some tent somewhere, some resort somewhere. They build a big mansion. They spend so much money. And the purpose of a home is to find sukoon. The purpose of a wife is to find sukoon in your wife. If you have any problem, anything, yeah, in this COVID period, one person got entrenched. They lost his job. He came parishan, worried, very worried. And a person, hand to mouth is living, he has to pay his monthly rental. He has to buy electricity, weekly basis, daily basis, water. He has to buy groceries on a weekly. He hasn't got money that he can stock up for 6 months, everything. And now he lost his job. Where am I going to pay my rental from? Where am I going to do this? Where am I going? He came parishan. His wife, that when the wife is like that, sukoon. She said, no problem whatsoever. he got a shock. I've got such a, what a woman, they don't know what's happening here. So what's life and death? How are we going to live? How are we going to come? She said, Allah was feeding. Allah was giving it through that door. Allah will open another door. Allah has got unlimited doors. And then at night they talked, spoke a little. They slept away in the morning. Wife said, I'll prepare things at home. You go and market it. And in a short while, they bought their own house. And they were helping other people. So Allah is, so you have that trust in Allah, Allah will give according to that. But when we don't have the trust, we haven't opened the doors. And we're reading kalima, but we haven't got one bit below the surface of the kalima. We haven't gone. Whole life we're reading. In fact, who of us reads kalima also? Zikr, la ilaha illallah, zikr, it comes in the hadith sharif. This ummah has been chosen for just that la ilaha illallah is on their tongue all the time. Anything, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. For us, it's hardly on our tongue. How many of us even don't do our 100 times zikr, even 50 times? Whereas this ummah is identified with la ilaha illallah. But are we part of the ummah or not? Or is the hadith not correct? The hadith is 100% correct, then we have to see we're in a dangerous position. If la ilaha illallah is not on our tongue, then which ummah are we belonging to? Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my ummah, la ilaha illallah will be just readily on their tongue. Something surprising, la ilaha illallah. Something pleasing, la ilaha illallah. Something, a big problem, la ilaha illallah. Allah is sufficient. Allah is there. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So let us try and read the three folds, our nafal namazes, and we make isali sawab for our marhumin. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair said that where we make, many of us, that is Hazrat said, we make our two rakat nafal and we pass this off to all our marhumin, which is very good. Do that also. But Hazrat said, at least keep two rakats exclusive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And imagine you send the gift of namaz to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great, wonderful character, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah's Nabi returns the gift and gives a better gift. We gave the gift of namaz and it's presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that, great, great benefits of Durood Sharif. Whenever we read Durood Sharif, it's presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his court. And the name of the person who sent it and his father's name is also taken. So if we send 100 times a day Durood, our name is taken in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times. Yeah, just ordinary people who don't really, like, we don't regard them as very honorable, great, valuable people, but they talk about us, how happy we get. Imagine in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there our name is taken. What a great thing. And all those amal that we can do, by which we can get that honor to be in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Durood Sharif. Read third kalima, Baqiyatu Salihat. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And these are سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. As soon as you read them, they make tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Not around the Kaaba, not Jannatul Ma'ala. Jannatul Ma'ala is the Qabristan in Muttasid. Baitul Ma'mur and the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They make this words, they go and they start, and Yuzakirna bi sahibihin. They talking of you by Allah, praising you. Your name, I know I'm a nothing, but just by reading this, my name is taken in the court of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah, yadhkurun Allah, yatadarasuna kitab Allah. For all the different aspects, you just gather, we are gathered from different places, and for the deen, and Allah accept our amal. And then, the malaika, nazalat alayhimu sakina, and at the end, the last, وَيَذْكُرُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. Allah is talking about ours, taking our name, by those who are by Allah, by in front of the malaika. Allah is boasting about us in front of the malaika. Where are we? But the barakat of Quran, we read the Hifz classes, wherever where people get together to read Quran Sharif, wherever the dars of Quran takes place, wherever zikr of Allah Ta'ala takes place, all this, then Allah takes their names and boasts about them in front of the malaika. So these are things that we must do. And think of this, is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hey, I know I'm an absolute nothing, and that will increase the value. If I was valuable and my name is taken, well, I deserve it. But I'm not deserving it of in the least. Only the barakat of deen, the Quran Sharif, the zikr, the majalis of zikr, Allah's great mercy and kindness, He's boasting about me. A person, so in these ways, and this third kalima, when we read them, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ala yuhibbu ahadukum. Don't any of you love that ayyakuna lahu shay'un, that he has something, yadhkuru lahu inda rabbi, which will talk about him, boast about him in front of Allah, boast about you in front of Allah. Inshallah, Allah grant us all Jannah and the highest stages and all our marhumeen. That will happen there. We have gone, but these words that we have read, and we only got the chance till maut. After that, we don't have the chance. They will be carrying on reading, making tawaf and taking our name forever and ever. That will carry on. And all that benefit will increase us in our Jannah all the time. A person in his old age, when he can't do, Quran Sharif gives example of an old person who has got young children and old age, and he has investments also, but now suddenly all his investments are destroyed. What's the condition of that person? It's old age, he can't do anymore anything. He's got young children, and he had investments and good returns, but suddenly some catastrophe came, destroyed it all. So what's the condition? And on the other hand, yeah, you are just getting your returns all the time. So all this is in deen. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to realize this great value and our time. Today is the 28th of Muharram. Tomorrow looks like it will be the last day. And each roza of this month equals to 30 rozas. And at least if we can't keep the whole month, then the first of Muharram we should always try at the last. All actions, the first and the end, be even more particular about that. So tomorrow at least let us try and keep our roza, that our book for these 3 months of Ashhar-e-Hurum are coming to an end now. And now we'll just see again Ashhar-e-Hurum in Rajab. That means which are the Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadil Ula. After 5 months, then we'll come to Ashhar-e-Hurum again. So let us try and keep the roza, and Allah also make, and those who will definitely feel it, if we pass our Ashhar-e-Hurum correctly, we will see how easy ibadat becomes now. How we'll see we've gone on a higher level. A person who was earning 10,000 rand a month, and he started earning 100,000, he sees my lifestyle has changed now. But the car I'm driving is different now. The place I'm living is different. The house is different. I'm earning more. So if we live, if we earn, yeah, we will see our spiritual life. We will see. It's not only we, other people will see that his life has changed now and is gone. And if unfortunately we were earning 10,000, we lost our job, we got no other job. And now we have to go begging. We have to stand by the street corners and stay begging there. We'll see, my life is gone down. People will see that his life is gone down. So if we didn't appreciate this month, we will see we are going down. And how many of us we see, our tempers are destroying us. Our eyes are destroying us. Our tongues are destroying us. We are going down all the time. And before mort, if we're still just on a downward spiral, what's going to happen? If at that time, and mort on that a person has lost his iman. It's not just that word he's lost his iman, that he has died on kufr. No, what is it? It is going in the qabr now with snakes, terrible, very, very poisonous snakes as your close companions, and ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. they will be there. There will be the fire of Jahannam that will be erected. You will be wrapped up in that fire, in the qabr all the time. There will be all the other azab there on the day in the qabr all alone. You've got no SOS message you can send, no emergency message, no paramedics can come there, no emergency service. You don't have access to anyone, nobody can come there. It's you and what we did in this world. So it's not just a matter I've lost my iman or people are losing their iman. There is a big reality, the real reality. Dunya is a dream world. Dunya is a false. We have gone so much into superstition that the superstition of dunya, it is a false world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is just mata'. And mata' is something you benefit from temporarily. And it isn't just that you benefit, but ghurur, it is a deception. You're just getting the outward benefit, just a deception. It's not a reality you're getting. Mata'un qaleel, very little it is. An absolute word of the Quran Sharif. But we just read past them. We don't think of their reality. So this is the reality. So in the qabr, all alone, with only our a'mal with us, and they're going to accompany us. On the day of Qiyamah, in front of everyone, whatever gunas we did, which the farishtas also didn't know, in our mind what we were thinking, they are recorded by Allah. And they will be presented to everyone in front of all. As we are sitting here, if we are thinking of guna, our family people will say, like Maulana Muhammad says, his wife says, every month you're going majlis. But if you are going majlis every month, but you are thinking of all other things there. So they are thinking, he's gone majlis, he's gone namaz, five times namazi. But in my namaz, in my sijda, what I'm thinking. One good friend of ours, when we were studying, alim, Allah grant him jannat, all have passed away. He said, when I go into sijda, the worst, filthiest thoughts come to me. So, what kind of, everyone would say namazi, five times namazi. But what is your condition? And we don't even pay attention to it. We also happy, all regarding me five times namazi. But what kind of a namazi that he was in a masjid? But where was he? In a brothel. He was with all the filthy women. And while outwardly also he was in a masjid. What a deception to people also. So all that, Allah Ta'ala make that these things, the reality come into us. So, to make it salih sawab, make it a regular feature. And also, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith, that if you will honor, respect, serve the old people, in your old age, Allah will put somebody to serve you. So, the same way, if we will make it salih sawab for our marhumin, inshallah, Allah will put somebody to make it salih sawab for us. When our doors will close, at the time of mort, all our good deeds come to an end. And that is the real sorrow of mort. That now, illa min salah. However, if we did some good, some those works that we still kept our account open. Even after we did, that we still kept. We left a child who will make dua for us. We left a Quran Sharif. We left all good works of deen. And it carries on, build a masjid. Had a well dug. People drinking water. As long as that carries on, our sawabs carry on. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Make his salih sawab. And one person read three times Qul Wallah and he passed it to somebody. That night he saw him in a dream. That person told me, since we have come here in the akhirat life of the qabr, I've completed about 700,000 khatams of Quran. Not 700, three times Qul Wallah. 700,000 khatams of Quran I've read. But no sawab. And the people who have found reality, they ask Allah for that, for the enjoyment of Quran Sharif. Allah grant us that enjoyment in dunya, that we don't read Quran Sharif only for sawab, but for enrichment. What is gold and what are diamonds and what is copper and what is all the other valuable minerals that they are. The Quran Sharif, what it has got. May Allah open that. And when we start getting that, you just die for Quran Sharif. And you want and you are sad for more than the time of, but you ask Allah, give it to me in the Qabr also. Let me read Quran. And oh Allah, let me get all the treasures and the values of the Quran. And they keep on opening. The Quran Sharif's treasures are unlimited. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained that from that, this other dua for Quran Sharif Khatam, Maulana Aslam Shaykh Puri was a very great ardent lover and a master of Quran Sharif. And his life was devoted to khidmat of Quran. And he passed away. They shot him. You made him shaheed on his way of going to give Quran Sharif dars. His whole life was in that. He explained that the most amount of wasta, intermediaries that are given for any dua, which is what we read in our Munajat-e Maqbool, the Thursday and the Friday, the first dua. So many, all the intermediaries of the Anbiya, the great kitabs, the great creation, about 1.5 pages. And then after that, what is all that 1.5? Oh Allah, because of this. Oh Allah, on account of that. Oh Allah, on account of him. What we are asking? Antur tarzuqani al-Quran. That you give me the rosy of the Quran. The word rosy is used here. Hazrat explained this dua with another dua. Yeah, also, so what is rosy, which comes in the hadith? A person will not die until his rosy is completed. So, oh Allah, whatever my rosy of the benefit of Quran, not only the reading of it, which is enjoyable, not only the listening, which is so enjoyable, not only the looking of the Quran, which is enjoyable, but when we start getting the meaning, and when we start making amal on the Quran, then see what the Quran has got to offer. So, Allah, وَرْزُقَنِي الْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Give me the rosy of the Quran. وَتُخَلِّتَهُ. And mix it with lahmi, with my meat, with my body. وَدَمِي, my blood. وَسَمْعِي, my ears. وَبَصَرِي, my eyes. وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي. My body must be used for the Quran. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ. And nobody can do it but you, and you can do everything. So give me this Quran Sharif. Allah, give me that this love of Quran, the azmat of the Quran, the greatness of the Quran Sharif comes into our hearts. So this is the occasion. And then to pass the sawab, one reason why Allah has kept us alive here is to make all the time to send like a pension. You send somebody, your father is living out in a village somewhere. He's old, and you earning, and you sending money. This is the place to send for our marhumin. Now, they can't earn any more there. They can, if those who wish to, and Allah granted, they will do still righteous deeds, but no reward for it. And when we make isali sawab for them, they know it, and immediately it reaches them. And then that sawab, when it reaches them, they make dua for us also. And those du'as, like our du'as, yeah, are accepted by Allah, they are but no sawab for that du'a. Yeah, in this world, and this is also Allah's great karam, ihsan. If I go to a shop, I buy something, 10 rand it costs, I pay 10 rand, I get my goods, finished. But the shopkeeper won't say, because you came and buy from me, so I'm giving you one free. Or I'm giving you two free. But when you make dua to Allah, you're asking Allah. Allah gives it to you. Then Allah says, because you asked me, I'm giving you now more also. And how much Allah gives more, there is no limit. So by asking Allah, we're asking what we want. And Allah gives us what we want. And Allah gives much more than that also. And at the same time also, Allah says, like you went to the shop, you bought, and then your car, you know, petrol you had. No shopkeeper will come and say, okay, I'll fill up petrol for you. That your exhaust fell off. I'll put in your exhaust for you, nothing. But Allah Ta'ala, after that, after giving us, He sees to all our other needs also. And still we don't take from Allah. And we're taking from the small things of this dunya. So Allah give us tawfiq to make us isal sawab. And how much we'll make for our parents isal sawab. So much our dunya Allah will open. Barakat. Happiness in the home. Married life. With our children. Children will become the source of happiness to us. How much we make for our asatiza. Allah will open our knowledge of deen. Without learning, Allah will give us knowledge. And with the reality of knowledge, what we have forgotten, وَذَكِّرْنِي مَا نَسِيتْ وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا جَهِلْ. What we have forgotten, Allah will give it to us. What we don't know, Allah will teach it to us. By making isali sahab du'as for our astatiza. And for our mashayikh, our spirituality, our connection with Allah, that Allah will increase. Now Allah will make you an arif. Without even you making so much effort, Allah will give you marifat. Allah will give you qurbe ilahi, closeness of Allah, nisbat ma'allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has got one iota of connection with Allah, he only knows what enjoyment. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows what we have concealed and given of the sweetness of the eye. قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, the great enjoyment of the eye. What Allah gives to whom He wants to, nobody else will know about that. And what you have got, you won't be able to explain it to anyone also. And you will just be enjoying it all the time. So this is the opportunity of our life to do this. Yeah, we are now at the end of the month of Muharram. We are going into the month of Safar. Most probably looks like Tuesday will be the first of Safar. So with regard to this, there are a lot of superstitions that people have got with regard to this period, the month of Safar. And what is a superstition? An imaginary thing. That is, it's not a reality. You frighten of spooks. You frighten of shadows. You frighten of imaginary things. And a mu'min, a muwahid, he can never be frightened for even real things. He is connected. When Allah is on your side, who else you need? If you got Allah, you don't need all this. But unfortunately, when we don't have that, then we are frightened for imaginary things. Usually we quote this one little incident, which Maulana Rafiq Khaturani has mentioned in it, translated his father's kitab, that there was this gangster in Dioban, before Darul Mosro, hundreds of years ago, and he was a big karbu, a big gangster. And one night he was walking in the jungles, all jungles that time, and as he was walking, a stormy night, a branch of a tree was coming across the path. And it looked like it was a person in the darkness of the night. You could just make up. And that person had a sword in his hand. So he thought, this is my rival, the other gangsters. All gangsters got all their rivals and that. And here he is standing with a sword and he's going to kill me. So he started pleading with him. He said, I got no chance now. I'm next step and he's going to come down with his sword and kill me. So he pleaded with him and he says, you know, our fathers, they were in the same, they were friends and they had great affinity and love for one another. Please spare me, don't kill me, etc. Just then a lightning flashed. And in the light of that lightning, he saw it's a branch of a tree. He didn't know that opposition, that other gangster or nothing. So then he said, you think I'm frightened for you? Come, you'll see what I'll do with you. So like that, if the reality, we are frightened today for jadu. We are frightened today for all the superstition. Cat running across the road. We're going to meet up with the accident. Toba, toba. A mu'min and this kind of thoughts. The cat meowing at night. We'll get news that somebody has died in the morning. All this, we have, just let the lightning of deen flash and see in the light of yaqeen and iman, and you won't have any of these fears. You won't have to plead with all these things. You won't have to go to sangomas. You won't have to go to takaloshis. You won't have to go to amils. You don't have to go to anyone. If we have our yaqeen, what we have to do, we're not doing. And we're doing the wrong thing, and we are parishan in our lives. Do, get Quran, make dhikr of Allah, make tilawat of Quran, improve the quality of our namaz, connect ourselves with Allah. أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. When we in sajda, instead of the worst, filthiest thought, be connected with the greatest, the highest with Allah Ta'ala. And when that yaqeen comes into your heart, you've got no worry of anything whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala give us this year. Many years ago in Dabil there was a Hifz Jalsa, many years ago, and people came from other neighboring towns also. They came in a little small bus, this little bus bigger than a combi, those 28-seater, 30-seater buses. They were going back at night, and they ran out of fuel, petrol. Now those days were not garages like we got today. You find one garage only, so no fuel they got. So there was a buzurg also with them. So they asked, what's the problem? He said, there's no fuel. So he said, put water in the tank. So the driver said, you put water, you're going to destroy the. How can you? But he couldn't tell Hazrat. How can we tell him? He says, put water. And they know they can't put water. If you're going to put water, even if you put diesel in a petrol tank, that is not going to work. You'll have to take out all that big job and all. But he insisted. Then they had no choice. They had to put it. He said, start now. It started and they moved. Right? And they reached their destination. When we have yaqeen on Allah, the impossible becomes possible. The Sahaba passed over water with their horses. Right? What and what achievements they... it is all for us in this deen. But unfortunately, instead of putting our yaqeen there, our yaqeen is in superstition. Imaginary things. Even non-Muslims, it's stupid for them to believe. But that's their department. For a mu'min who has got Allah, who reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who reads Allahu la ilaha illahu, fa'alam annahu la ilaha illahu. And we believe in all these things here, and we going to Sangomas and going to Takalushis, impossible. So this month is here to remove this totally from our hearts. That Allah wahdahu la sharik, He is the one and only. Everything is in control. Only He does. So much so, Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, Allah give him jazaa khair. Towards the end of his life, he should tell all the jamaat satis also, you open your shop, speak to your shop. Tell your shop as you're opening, you not my razzaq. You not the giver of my rosy. Allah is the giver of my rosy. When you take your tablets also, tell your tablets, you don't give me shifa. Allah gives me shifa. So that is what we must have, that Allah is the doer of everything. And Allah made the big test that used the asbab. Allah put it through the shop. Hid the rosy through the shop. Now you, with our short-sightedness, we see the shop is giving my rosy. Allah gave you shifa through the medicine. In our short-sightedness, we see the medicine is giving my shifa. But open your eyes and see the reality that behind the scene, Allah is the doer of everything. I must get connected with Allah Ta'ala. If you're connected with Allah, you got no worry whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala give us that connection. And this is that yaqeen. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah explained that there was this certain town in Taqiya, whichever town it might have been, Mufassirin explained in detail. And the people were disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah's mercy, Allah works, Allah sends reminder to them. All the time Allah sends the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And one of the greatest mercies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, where his khatimul anbiya, he has put the seal of nabuwat. Now no Nabi will come. So that means we, in effect, if we see which one non-Muslim lady made a objection, that you say your Nabi is rahmatul lil alameen. He is a mercy for the world. And you say it's khatamul anbiya. He's a seal of the anbiya. Coming of the anbiya is the open door of Allah's rahmat coming. But you say he closed the door of Allah's rahmat. So then, and then how can you call him rahmatul lil alameen? Either he's rahmatul lil alameen or he's khatamul anbiya. He can't be both. Because through the door of Nabuwat, Allah's rahmat was coming in the world. Now when he is Khatamul Anbiya, he has put a seal. Not only closed it, put the seal to Nabuwat. Now no Nabi can ever come. There is no Nabi that can come. Then how can he be Rahmatul Lil Alameen? When he closed the door of Rahmat. Hazrat Maulan Muhammad Umar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, explained that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam 100% is Khatimul Anbiya and Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He closed the door of Nabuwat, but he opened the doors of Wilayat and Siddiqiyat. And how many more people, the ulama, al-ulama warathatul anbiya, the ulama, how many ulama are there in the world now? And the real ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. And they don't inherit gold and money. Their idea is not driving SUVs, and their idea is not driving top cars and smart houses. Their nubuwat is the knowledge of the Nabi. And to bring it in their lives and to pass it on. So the door of Rahmat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the floodgates, he opened them up. When a dam, when the floods are, water is too much, the dam will burst if they don't open the gate. And they open, how the water rushes out. People from where and where travel to go and see those scenes, that how that water is rushing. And Nabi opened the doors of Allah's Rahmat. How much it was, he opened it much more wider. The ulama, the mashayikh, and how many other people. So when these people were doing wrong, Allah sent these people to that people there in that town, to go and guide them, to call them. But unfortunately, as is the habit of people, when we are having some fun, whatever, a party at home, some occasion, man, woman are there, mixing, everyone talking, and what things are making happen, hey, bring the achar there, and all are happy, the achar is coming now. And bring the sauce there, all the things like that, and man and woman and talking and laughing and giggling and some music playing and somebody taking videos all the time. And in that case, now fun. Now somebody comes, they say, all this is haram you people are doing. Oh, where you? Kawab ma ruku. That we were enjoying and you coming to spoil all. You all, you are the evil people. You are the bad people. So when the Anbiya or the vizigerans told those people, guided them, they say that you, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. We see all the bad luck is with you. We were having fun, enjoyment. And you coming now, you stopping us. Oh, bad luck is with you. Then Allah Ta'ala said, he's now famine, and droughts, and earthquakes, and floods, all that. You people caused it then. Then what they لَإِلْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُ, and they warn them, if you don't stop with this, telling us, stopping us from the wrong and the evil, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ, we will stone you, we will give you a terrible punishment, we will punish you. Those people told them, it's not we. We are coming with Allah's rahmat. We are coming to door open the floodgates of Allah's rahmat. طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, all your bad luck is all the wrong you were doing. That is why all you are suffering, and the floods and that have come. All you ta'ir la'in zukirtum. This is a reminder. And think for yourself what you have to do. So this is what we have to understand, that Allah's message when it comes. In the family, there is always somebody who will remind us that this we are doing is wrong. And the family people also say, so and so is coming, now just stop all this here. While he's here, just put it all one side. And in this way, many of us, we bluff ourselves. We're thinking we are bluffing other people. How many people who even are like khalifas, but they're not really even murids still. The sheikh doesn't approve of all this going sangomas and all that, and making a big hue and cry about amils and make all this, yeah. But they themselves involved in all this. They're doing it. So if you're not on the same page of your sheikh, forget being a khalifa, you're not even a murid if you're not on the same page. But how many of us, we are involved in all these things? All this amil and amaliyat. One good friend of ours, also khilafat. But what is his condition? His marriage also broke. And his marriage, that the wives complain, middle of the night he's burning loban here, he's burning taweezes here, and what is he doing? All funny things, we are led into all these things, and we thinking we big amils, and we got contact with the top amils of the world. And all of these are 100% fake. One such amil, some sheikh like that, went to a town, and all big, big buzurg, big amil is here. And then as they walking with all his entourage, all walking, he gave a sharp break, very sharp break. Hazrat, what happened? You just suddenly you just stopped. He says, didn't you see? Hazrat, what do we see? We are blind people. You are seeing people. You people see everything. We can't see anything. He said, the dog entered Haram Sharif and I chased it out from here. Oh, after that, what? They were so mortified of Hazrat, and now that he saw the dog from here in Azadville, he saw the dog in Haram and he chased it out also. Oh, one way now, dawahs. Not only dawahs for breakfast, lunch and supper, 4 o'clock tea also, Fajr time also there, everything full, nothing else, that at least Hazrat must come to my house to go to toilet. That barakat I will get. All the other things, sleeping here, and Qailula there, that is all full. Now nothing else left. At least he must come and do toilet by my house. That barakat must come. All. So one person told his wife. Wife said, there's no problem, such a big buzur. But his namaz is not in the masjid for namaz. What kind of buzurg is this? Who is this big amil that he doesn't make namaz? So he said, but do make the dawah. He said, but sort out the namaz first. So he went there frightened. He told Hazrat, I want to invite you home, but my wife, she's onda magajni, upside down brain, which actually she's straight thinking. She says that, what about your namaz? He says, gustakh, be'adab. You got no respect. You insulting me. My namazes are made in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. My namazes are made in the fourth heaven. My namazes are made there. So he came to told, he said, his wife, you're going to destroy us. Sheikh will get cross. He will give us badduas. What will happen? And all the jadu in the world won't have that effect if he just turns his eyes away from us. Forget making baddua for us. So, make the dawah. He says, no problem that he's making his namaz in Haram Sharif there. So, tell him he must go and eat also there. Why is he eating our food? Yeah, no barakat in our food, no noor in our food, no Jannat's food, the biryani of Jannat. When he's going to make namaz, he must just have meals also there. And Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that Makkah Sharif, make it a town, all the barakat. Allah, that make Makkah Sharif, warzukhum, that all the fruit of the world bring it here, and Allah says, so tell him to eat there. So he went and told the sheikh, he says that again you're disrespecting and that. So finally he got his wife to make the dawat. Then when they came, she did different from all other people. Normally, when all are sitting, you got your plates, the platters come with the food, you dish out. But she sent everyone's plate with ready food, not in platters, for everyone. And she started with all the murids first. So he got very angry again. All are getting dawat because of me. And my mouth must water. I'm seeing all the, everyone got their rice and the big chicken, the thigh or the leg of the chicken and all the nice meat on top. And I'm just sitting and seeing everyone. So he went there. So he said, tell him he's special. A specialist coming for him. He's not just like this, a specialist. So then he said, okay, my very special is going to come. So she sent, she reversed the whole thing. She put the meat under and the rice on top. So he saw meat, dry rice, all of them big, big pieces of meat, all the sinkers. And I'm just dry rice here for me. So he got very cross again. And he went and tell his wife, what are you doing? You're going to destroy us. He says, I'll come with the meat now. And she came with that big, where they stem their masalas with, the imam, this one. And she came one shot. She said, you fraud, you can see the dog in Haram Sharif. You can't see the meat under the rice here, which is under your eyes. And you can't see the meat under the rice. Hey, what kind of a bull? So these all, and we fall prey to all this. Allah give. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared for this month of Safar at this time, and for all other matters, that la adwa, there is nothing like contagiousness, that one disease causes the other disease. And scientifically it has been proven also, there is nothing like contagious. In the 1817 or something, there was also pandemic. In the early 90s also. And at that time, They took the people who had the disease, and then they're coughing and all that. They injected it into the people who did not have. Nobody got the disease. All the other, the germs they had, they injected into the, nobody got. So Sahaba told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a camel has got a disease. It's with other camels, they also get the disease. So it's contagious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, where did the first camel get its disease from? It's also supposed to be getting it from somewhere. And even when it is with the other camels, all of them didn't get it. If it is contagious, all are in close contact. Now with this COVID, in Peter Maritzburg, one Ali, making great khidmat of his parents, both of them had corona COVID. And he made their khidmat. They became more ill. He had to admit them to hospital. When he took them to hospital, and when he finally checked them in, everything, and they were going in, he hugged them. His mother also, his father also. And it happened that some of the musallis, where he was imam, and the parents of the children he was teaching, they saw. So Maulana is hugging his parents, they got COVID, and now he's going to be mixing with our children. So this, we can't allow this. They insisted he must go for a test. He went for a test, 100% clear, nothing. So these things here, one friend of ours in Azadville, close friend, our murid, our khalifa, he also got COVID, so he asked if I could come there. And he didn't want to go to hospital, if I could just whisper in his ears, the family all were saying he must go. So when I went there, they were all the paramedics there with all that funny gear of this. How they used to be dressed up like some farishtas of the who look after all the matters of the dunya. All of them there. And I just went in. And my friend who took me, also a doctor, he said, you're not going with a mask also? You're going to a person who is so ill. No mask, no nothing. When I went there, I hugged him also. And I spoke to him. And after that, they were all surprised. And those paramedics were angry. They said, how can a person come like this? But alhamdulillah, I haven't got record. I got a corona. And not only him, quite a few others went and meet them. We spoke to them. We sat close to them. We hugged them. And it's not contagious. La adwa, wala tiara. And there is no other, all the superstition of birds. The Arabs, pagan Arabs had the thing that they should make a bird fly. If it flies in one direction, what you want to do, you'll be successful. And if you fly in the other direction, unsuccessful. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam negated all that also. There is nothing like that also. So all the superstition, and not only about the birds and that, but any kind, hama, the bat, and the owl. People got lot. About the bat and the owl also. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam negated all that. Put your full trust on Allah. Take out all the superstition. And unfortunately, people who are five times namazi, regular Hajj Umrah, and we still with all these jadu stories, and the jadu, a person not paying attention to his business, and then the business not working, not running properly, people are jealous of me. He's got extramarital affairs, running after other women. Now problems at home. The wife immediately finds out that his behavior is good. Then what he says, people are jealous. They're breaking up our home. And who we blame in many of the cases of jadu? Close family people. And with the jadu stories, we break up family ties also. So all this is no jadu. And jadu is very weak. And the amils who make it are, you can say, 100% all fake. If I have to tell a few of these stories, there's one person, famous amil. He went to his very good friend and they had a very good relationship. And when he went there and he went in, they have to do regularly clean-up jobs also. That anyone who had planted something or that. So he went, sat in his office, and then that person went out for some work, and then he planted what he wanted to. In the plot plants, he put something there. Yeah, in all the stack of files, he pushed in something there. And CCTV was on, he was not aware. And all this happened, and he's very, very strong confidante, very strong supporter. After about 2-3 weeks, he went through his whole screen, his all his record, what the TV, what's happening here. He saw that he's planting all the things. And then afterwards, in front of him, he goes and take it out. And so clear that some of them, what they do, from a dry lemon, they take out fresh blood from your navel. Even he takes out from the woman's navels also. And what is this? All that fresh blood, they push it in there. And then with the glue, they cover it up. Then they put the lemon there, and they say, see, what the people Jadu have made. I take it out from your stomach this year. Open, open bluffing of the people. And many more things like this. And unfortunately, good, good people are caught up in this. May Allah make shukr for the deen of Islam. If we know what is tawheed, Islam is tawheed. There is no tawheed in Christianity of today, of Judaism, Hinduism, got nothing. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And Allah loves his tawheed the most. And a person who's got tawheed in his life, Allah loves that person. So take out all this. La safara, wala priyara, wala hamma, wala safar. And the month of Safar, with all the things that people say, is an unlucky month. Unlucky numbers, people say. 13 is unlucky. The 9th of March, you must be careful. This, you must be careful. Nothing like that. Tawheed, the oneness and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Iman, yaqeen, this is what we have to work for. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we understand the great value of our deen, and the effort which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Qadr, appreciation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sacrifices, we bring the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in our lives. Not that we are here giving big bayan. One person, Jamaati bayan, is giving main bayan. And what a bayan, only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. But he had an appointment with the Amil. Immediately after that, he's gone to Amil Sahib, that you can sort out my problems. That Allah can't sort out my problems. My deen can't sort out. You can sort out my problems. And they are all one of these Amils in another country. He had a big setup, a very advanced setup. So he had his receptionist. And the receptionist, when people come in, and if to explain all this, many will want to become amils. It's the best source of income. And no, you don't have to worry of receiver. No tax, tax free. And what big income. So you'll have to build extra rooms for your waiting room. And so anyway, the people should come in, and the reception, then they should ask him your name, what's your problem, everything. And he's sitting and listening right there on the with the screen in a room next door. He's listening to everything. And today with all technology, you can be somewhere else and you can be listening to everything. And where's Hazrat Sahib? Hazrat Sahib is gone for his morning walk. And he'll come a bit later. So anyway, he took all the details, made you sit. And Hazrat Sahib was listening everything right there. Then he comes slowly with his walking stick, bending, like puffing and coming in there. Oh, Muhammad Bhai, how are you? He knows my name. How he knows my name? You got sugar, Bimari. Oh, he just seeing me, he knows I got sugar. Finish, you are swiped off. This is now, Allah Pak is here. And he knows everything of mine. And all he heard, everything what you were saying. And Mana Palanpuri should say that I don't want to speak about all these things because people take less. They come for their Islam, but they take this and they go and open their jadu shops there. And they go and start making ilaj, they become alim. If I have to say all the other tricks, many will think this is a lucrative business. And very, very big profits in this. And no problem, you work flexi hours, you work just little bit, you don't know heavy work, and what you gain. And that again, Allahu Akbar. That when a smart woman comes, how she dresses and everything, then you have to even ask the man, I have to ask her something in privacy. And we are still happy also. And we leave our woman, our daughters, our wives, our mothers, sisters, with that big crook we leave him. And we got trust in him. And then what is not happening? The worst things are happening. And we are caught up in, and nobody can speak about it. How can I go and tell this happened to my wife? This happened to my sister. I took my mother, this happened. We just keep quiet, and they taking advantage of it all. So Allah gave us Deenul Islam, this month of Safar. Take this, scrape it out from our heart. Turn to Allah, Wahdahu La Sharif. Turn to the genuine, true ulama and the mashayikh who will tell us the reality of things and put our trust in them and take out all this wrong beliefs that we have and see how Allah will make us. And that enrichment comes in the heart, a heart that is enriched with this. And what are vitamin tablets? What are all other things? When your heart is enriched, now when you just Allah and the enjoyment you get, naam leti hi nasha sacha gya, zikr me taasir do rejame. Just as I took the name of Allah, I went into a trance. In zikr, it's like people who drink their liquor and they go into a different world with the zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. So this is what we have to work for. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.